तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
एक महिला जसलाई अस्ट्रेलियाको इतिहास परिवर्तन गर्ने अनुहारका रूपमा चिनिन्छ, नोरान्जरी बोन्टेक एल्डर शर्ली पिजलीले सन् 1967 जनमत संग्रहमा निकै महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निर्वाह गरेकी थिइन्, साउथ अस्ट्रेलियाको अभियानको नेतृत्व गर्दै।
So that 1967 referendum, we were counted for the first time as human beings living in our own country.
उक्त जनमत संग्रहमा 90% अस्ट्रेलियालीहरूले एबोरिजिनल र टोरेस स्ट्रेट द्वीप समूहका मानिसहरूलाई जनगणनामा सामेल गराउन संविधान संशोधन गर्ने पक्ष वा यस भन्ने मत हालेका थिए। यसपछि कमनवेल्थले राज्य तथा प्रदेशको नियन्त्रणबाट टाढा लग्दै आदिवासी मानिसहरूका लागि कानून बनाउने अनुमति पाएको थियो। टानिया हर्ष अस्ट्रेलियन्स फर इन्डिजिनस कन्स्टिट्युसनल रिकग्निसन की बोर्ड सदस्य हुन्। उनी उक्त सुधारको महत्वबारे प्रकाश पार्छिन्।
You know, what I still find uplifting about the 1967 referendum example, the work of Shirley and the other leaders of the time, was that they were excited about the opportunity for change in the country. And that, I think, became infectious.
आन्टी शर्लीले पनि आफू क्रान्तिको अग्रभागमा रहेको महसुस गरेकी थिइन्।
We all felt excited about it because we knew we could do something to change what had happened in the past. So we did a lot of talking to individual people. We were meeting in the street and handing out paperwork for them, simple paperwork for them to understand.
Aboriginal महिलाहरूको परिषदहरू उक्त अभियानको नेतृत्वदायी भूमिकामा थिए। हर्ष भन्छिन्, संविधानमा परिवर्तन गर्न चाहिने समर्थन जुटाउन महिलाहरूको आधारभूत कार्यहरू महत्वपूर्ण थिए, किनभने त्यति बेला अहिले जस्तो आदिवासी अस्ट्रेलियालीहरूको बारेमा संचार माध्यमहरूमा लेखिँदैन थियो।
If you think about Australia in 1967, the majority of Australians probably had not met an Indigenous Australian in their life at all. And so these individuals who, you know, gave freely of themselves, even in with some degree of vulnerability, to introduce themselves as representatives of who First Australians were and are, just to help other Australians understand how important it was that we should be counted as citizens in the country.
यो सामुदायिक अभियानले अस्ट्रेलियालीहरूलाई मनाएको स्पष्टै देखिन्छ। प्रोफेसर जोर्ज विलियम्स युनिभर्सिटी अफ न्यू साउथ वेल्सका अस्ट्रेलियाको संवैधानिक कानूनका ज्ञाता हुन् र उनी सन् 1967 अभियानमा दिइएका लगभग सम्पूर्ण सन्देशहरू निकै सकारात्मक भएको र यसले नै सकारात्मक परिणाम दिएको विचार राख्छन्।
One thing that's really striking about 1967 is just how positive almost all of the messaging was. There wasn't a no case from Parliament, almost no opposition, and Australians really were won over as much by hearts as they were by minds. They wanted this, they felt good about the change, and they felt this was a basic injustice that was being remedied. It led to an explosion of new programs, an explosion of new protections around cultural heritage, land rights, even things like AB study providing benefits to Indigenous students. So that referendum was a catalyst for a lot of positive changes, and I'm sure people are equally hoping today that if the voice succeeds, it again will be a catalyst for positive change.
आन्टी शर्ली पिजलेको योगदानको कदर गर्दै उनको तस्विरलाई एडिलेड सिटी काउन्सिलको कक्षमा राखिएको छ, जुन उक्त भित्ताहरूमा राखिएको पहिलो एबोरिजिनल तस्विर हो। उनका छोरा जस्टिन पिजलीलाई पनि आफ्नै आमाको नेतृत्वदायी उपस्थिति बारे राम्रोसँग थाहा छ।
Everyone was arguing or yelling or screaming. My mum would just politely talk and everyone would listen.
र अब उनी अर्को पुस्तालाई जिम्मेवारी हस्तान्तरण गर्न तयार छिन्। Katrina Stewart र पिटा डहर्टी द्वारा SBS न्यूजका लागि तयार पारिएको रिपोर्ट SBS नेपालीका लागि सुनिता पोखरेलबाट।
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।